Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Curtis?
This is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. It's Monica with Family First Home Care.
Hi, Monica. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. So I just sent you a text message. I review all the rest of your requirements that you completed. You're still missing three things. One we spoke about yesterday, which was your TB test. But I'm also missing your two forms of IDs. And it seems like you tried to complete the I-9W-4 form, but you were probably missing like a signature or two. So it's showing up blank on my end.
The W-2 form, I'm kind of confused. I never filled one of those out before, so I don't know. That's why I wanted to wait before I make a mistake and put more information in. I don't understand it because, you know, when I used to go to the employee used to do it. I mean, the company used to do it.
The I-9W-4 form, that's your I-9 is for the IDs. You just need to put your basic information, like your name, your address, your social date of birth, and it's going to say to check off if you're a citizen, a resident, et cetera. For your W-4, that's for your taxes. So you're going to put your basic information, like your name, address, date of birth, and social. You're going to have to put in if you have any dependents. Do you have any dependents under the age of 17?
No, I do, but my wife, she claims her.
Okay, so you can put 0. And if you do you have any dependents over the age of 18?
No.
So you can put 0 for that. And then the only other question you're going to have to answer is how do you declare yourself? It's going to give you 3 options, I believe. It's like single, married, or head of household. And you just have to select one. That's it for the W-4.
Okay. So what?
2 signatures that you have to complete.
Yeah, I did one and didn't ask for my social again. And it only let me put the 3 numbers in. After I put my social the first time, then I go down. Then they had me answer, put my information again. Then they ask for my social, and I put the 2, and only take 2 numbers. They wouldn't take no more numbers.
I'm not sure. It should take all the numbers for the social. You sure you don't have,
okay,
like, a caps lock or something on it?
Well, I'm going to look at it when I get back. Yeah, I'm going to look at it when I get back from the supermarket.
I do leave the office at 3:30. So just send me a text message once you're done. If you submit it beforehand and I'm able to take a look at it, I'll text you back. If not, I'll respond to you tomorrow when I come in. Okay.
Okay, but the TB, I'm going to have to. I don't have no insurance, so I don't know how to get that done.
That's fine. I can schedule you an appointment to get it done. Let me see. So you're in Philadelphia. Let me see what locations you would want to go to. Bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
I have a few in Philadelphia. I just don't know which one is closest to you. So when we schedule you this appointment, the total for the cost is going to be $90. However, the agency pays for everything up front for you. We cover up to $70, which leaves a balance of about $20. So once you start working, what the agency does is they deduct that off your paycheck, only the $20, because we're going to cover the rest of the $70. Is that okay with you?
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know before I actually schedule the appointment, okay? So we have a few locations. Let me know which one is closest to you. I have 180 West Girard Avenue. I have 36.
That's not close.
It's not close?
Girard Avenue, not close.
Okay, I have 3680 Aramengo Avenue.
Okay, that's close.
There's 2329 Cotman Avenue.
That's closer.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
and then there's
the
5708 Ridge Avenue.
Okay. Cotman, the closest one.
Okay. You want to, there's also one in Frankfurt Avenue. I'm not sure if that's closer.
No, Cotman closer. No. Be down the street.
All right. So let's do Cotman. Now, when can you go?
Soon, anytime.
Do you think you can go today? Because they are open until 8 p.m.
I can go today. I can go now.
Okay, perfect. Let's say about, you want to say like 3 p.m., and if you make it before, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put 3 p.m., but they should be expecting you. Make sure you bring your ID with you. And again, text me when you finish the blood test, okay? So that way I can follow up and get your results. And then once you complete your I-9W-4, as well, send me a text and send me your IDs. So the front and back of either a driver's license or a state ID, and then a picture of your social.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You going to send me the address?
Yes, I'll send you the appointment confirmation. I'm just finishing it up right now, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Curtis. So we'll be in touch. I'll probably be in touch with you tomorrow, okay?
All right.
All right. Have a good one. You're welcome.
You too.